You're listening to the UAV Digest, the weekly audio podcast bringing you coverage of unmanned aerial vehicles and systems. Find us at theuavdigest.com. One of the issues that we talk about a lot is insurance and how insurance is an issue in the UAS industry. And I'm speaking with Bill Neely. He's with One Group, a provider of insurance for unmanned aircraft.
That is correct. We are a full-service brokerage firm based out of Syracuse, New York, and one of our niche arenas, if you will, is helping folks in the UAS industry secure insurance.
What are the big issues with insurance? It's a new industry. There's probably not a lot of actuarial data. Is that the right insurance term that helps support building and design rates and so forth? How much of an issue is that?
Correct. That is the number one issue with helping secure a reasonably competitive product for these folks, and that is purely because of the lack of data that is currently available to actuarials.
So what's the solution? Is it high prices initially until that kind of data becomes available?
I'm not sure if high pricing is the correct terminology we should use, but making sure that we are pricing the product to the exposure at hand. Each different end user is using the product in a different manner, and we need to make sure that we understand how they're using it so we can price it appropriately.
Oh, so that's interesting. So I guess maybe if you think about it, it's obvious. If you have one kind of a house, you get one kind of homeowner's insurance. If you have something else with maybe swimming pools or other things that might cause liability issues, a different rate. And so I guess it makes sense that same thing would apply here. It depends on what the use is.
Very much so. End use is very important. And still, getting back to your question, taking this data and providing it to our carriers that we work with, because the more data that they can review, it will drive prices down depending on what these losses look like over a 5-10 year period.
And when we talk about insurance for unmanned aircraft here, we're talking about for commercial use exclusively?
Yes, that's correct. Commercial use is the focus.
Right, yeah. Any private hobbyist use, that's a different issue to be handled in a different way. How about the market? How is the market developing? Are people coming to you and others in the insurance industry with their needs, or do you have to go out and reach out and try to draw them in? Where do we stand now?
I believe people are coming to us because they understand the importance, especially considering the litigious society that we live in, that they have to secure a product that is going to protect them in the event of a loss, and that's liability insurance. So they are seeking us out.
Is liability insurance the sort of major component as opposed to insuring the actual hardware?
Those are the two components, liability to protect our insured from suit, and then certainly protecting the equipment that they have because, let's face it, this equipment, there's a lot of technology, and it's expensive. It's expensive to replace.
Now, has One Group been in the insurance business insuring other things in the past, and this is a new product offering for you, or is this something that caused One Group to be formed specifically for this type of insurance?
One Group has been helping folks with their insurance needs for over 100 years, but we jumped 2 feet into this industry a few years back when we saw a developing market. We knew that this product, this industry, this technology was not going away, and we wanted to be ahead of it instead of behind it playing catch-up.
All right, good. Who can you offer coverage to at this time? Are you limited geographically, or what are the limitations?
There are no limitations, as long as we're speaking commercially for the use. There are no limitations. Certainly, there are different insurance laws state to state, but we have access to markets which will secure the correct coverage from a liability standpoint for anybody, anywhere, anytime.
And as a broker then, so you're interacting with the insured, the owner of the UAV, and also insurance companies where you actually place the policies, right? That's how that works as a broker?
That's correct. We connect dots. We make sure that we build the best program that's going to benefit certainly the end user and make sure that we're abiding by carrier guidelines.
And where can our listeners find out more about One Group?
They can visit our website. You can see the list of services that we offer. And then you can certainly tab down to the commercial insurance side where you'll find a little bit more about who we are and how we can help folks in this industry.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much, Bill.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for listening. Find more great content at theuavdigest.com.